those events, the defendants in this case have been charged with reckless manslaughter and second-degree assault.
The state said those defendants, officers Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt, failed in their duty to McClain. But in the defense's opening statements, lawyers painted a far different picture. They say the officers followed department protocol and that the paramedics, who face a separate trial later this year, were the ones who gave Elijah McClain a fatal dose of ketamine, a powerful sedative. Rodema defense attorney Reed Elkis.
Now, you're going to hear a lot of evidence, and please pay attention to it, and I know you will, because you all said you would during jury selection. And after you carefully review all the evidence, the only verdict that would be justified in this case is not guilty.
Rosenblatt's attorney, Harvey Steinberg, told the jury that he understood that they were likely intimidated by the case.
And I think that as the trial goes on, you become more comfortable as you hear the evidence. And I understand that sympathy is tremendous here. I get that. But the law requires you to move that out of this equation. That's not fair.
What followed in the nearly 3 weeks of the trial was a steady stream of witnesses for the prosecution. Prosecutors and defense attorneys questioned how the body cameras were used and cataloged. They heard about how a forensic video expert enhanced those body cameras, and they argued for hours over it. In the meantime, the mood at the courthouse in Brighton for